Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Truckers A to Z with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. We're just kicking back here. It's Thursday, June 9th, and still 2022. We're all pretty much looking forward to November to see where the direction goes, you know, who's going to take control and then what's going to happen, because you know what's going to happen is that even though Republicans are in charge of the House and the Senate, probably it's going to happen. Biden's still president for two more years after that, and ain't no telling what's going to happen after that. You never know. That's when shit got crazy. When Trump was in office, everything was fine and dandy until, 2018, in the middle of his term. That's when it all got crazy then, because that's when they started doing all their stupid investigations and all that stuff like that. So, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But trucking, as far as it goes, looks like we're going to have a little slowdown here. It ain't going to, you know, it ain't going to really affect anything, no matter what, because inflation's really bad. Fuel prices are really high. And, you know, people are starting to ship less. And, you know, if you can stay busy in the trucking industry, you're doing pretty good, because we're probably going to hit some bad times as far as the economy goes, as far as, you know, just overall, just spending and the cost of everything. It's just going to, be crap. You know, I mean, it reminds me back of men about the, 2012, 2013, those kind of years. That's what it kind of reminds me of, is, cause we saw back in like 2014, 2015, an economic boom, cause everything was kind of coming around then and everything. So ain't no telling what's going to happen. And we'll be hanging out here at Redneck and I's, because that's what we do. We're here live every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central, 515-602-9731. You can call in, be part of the conversation. We're just, you know, here doing our piece here, and that's what we're trying to do. So trying to keep drivers informed of what's going on out there in the industry, and then of course what's going on in the world together. One of the things that I'd like to mention to everybody, in fact, I'm going to try to pull it up back here and see if I can get it. It is it's the FMCSA. It's regulations. I think it was what I say it was regulations.gov. And yeah, that's the rulemaking process. And then you just got to find the one you're looking for. And of course, the one that we're looking for, which is the speed limiters. So what you do is you say, how about FMCSA speed limiting. That's what you got. Not speed limiters. We're always calling speed limiters. It's speed limiting devices. And if you search that, and it should be a proposed rule. There it is right there. Proposed rule. And it's speed limiting devices. Federal Motor Carrier. Nope, that's not it. That's not the one we're looking for. That's an old one back in 2016. You want the one that's for now. And maybe this is it right here. Nope, same one. Of course, they did all this back in 2016, but there is a rulemaking in progress. It's going to be going on for, this is the one, it's the parts. Yeah, here it is. So it's up and on, it started on May 3rd. It's up until June 3rd. It's 30 days ago. There is about 14,000, the comment total, it says 14.55K. So 14,550,000. Comments, and it's a speed limiting device. So you go to regulations.gov. What is this? The email address or the web address I have here, it's regulations.gov/document/FMCSA-2022-0004-0001. And it is the proposed rule, parts and accessories necessary for safe operations, speed limiting devices. And you can go make a comment, and there's all kinds of comments, and that's what they got them listed here. And you can actually click on here, and a couple of them, you can, let's see, click on it. Should it be the comment? Car should be limited to 80. Truck should be limited to 80 as well. Make sure the truck go under the speed limit on any road is dangerous, and then more likely to rear end, to be rear-ended. And that's what they do. And that's what a lot of them say, is that if you're gonna regulate one of the cars on the road, the big trucks, you regulate them all. That's what they're all saying. AWM Associates LLC, and they've got says it's see attached files. And what do they got here? I ain't gonna mess with all that, because. I mean, they should write some kind of deal on there saying that, see, this is not a safe move. Think that FMCSA should focus on food trucks and lawnmower. Losing control with their trailers, trucks have it hard enough. And the funny thing is this one has a point here. It's not very elaborate in what they're talking about, but I think we all think it, as truck drivers, we all like it because it's one of those things where what you see out there causing accidents are people out there that don't have the right equipment. They're out there pulling larger vehicles with smaller vehicles. Like you see regular the half ton pickups, the regular pickups pulling the big, big RV trailers. They shouldn't be pulling them. Or you got people that don't know how to drive the big RV campers, and they're driving the RV campers without any type of requirement to changing their CDL, and nobody bats an eye. Trucks out there, like pickup trucks, or even sometimes bigger trucks, or even sometimes the vans, like the moving vans, or that's the other thing too, is we got people driving U-Hauls. How many U-Hauls we see out there? I mean, I would like to see the numbers on that, you know, compared to other vehicles when you compare them all together. But we do see them out there. It's all the other stuff, and I mean, if they focus more on just making sure that everybody is compliant with their take, your skill level should match the vehicle you're driving. I mean, there's a lot of truck drivers out there shouldn't have their CDLs that have CDLs. And maybe we should crack down on who gets a CDL. Maybe it should be harder to get a CDL. How about that? So this is what they got going on. It's regulations.gov. You go in the search criteria, and you just do speed limiting devices. And if you do 2022, it should pop right up. But it's the one they're proposing to put all had to have all vehicles with the manufactured date of, let's see. It doesn't really have any type of, like, it just says if they have the equipment. So it's a commercial, it's like any commercial motor vehicle, I guess, that has the ECM device, right, the computer in the truck, and has the gross vehicle weight of over 26,000 pounds, they're going to have to be limited. Now, they actually haven't said what they're limiting to. They haven't said what, you know, what speed is it going to be at? They haven't said that. It's not even in the rule. You would think that the actual rule, the whole done, should be in the comments, that you should know exactly what the rule is going to read once everything's done. But they don't even do that. They don't even specify what all that's going to happen. They just say, we're going to do this, so you got 30 days to comment, and we're not really going to listen to you, but, you know, hey, it's part of the law. The government says you got to write a comment, or that you get the opportunity to make comments. So that's still going on. It's going on here for the next couple of weeks. It started on May 3rd. It's going to end up 30 days later. It's June 3rd. See if they've got the actual day on here. Yeah, it says right here, comments must be received on or before June 3rd. Well, I guess it's over. What am I saying? I've been talking about it all the time. Go comment. No, I haven't looked at the calendar in the last 5 minutes. So everything's on there. Look, in fact, I was thinking about it. Well, see, you can actually comment. You can still write a comment. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing here preventing you from writing a comment. So you can still go comment. Yep, everything on here is saying that you can still comment. Yep, you can still submit a comment. So there's nothing about that. It says comment period ends 39 days. I don't know what that means. Well, maybe they extended it. Doesn't say. Doesn't. They don't specify anything about here about dates. They haven't changed any dates in the wording. It just says comment period. Period. What's it say? Comment period ends 39 days. So it's got 39, I guess, from today. I don't know. We'll keep an eye on that because it says it's up by June 3rd. Isn't it? It's June 9th, right? That's what I just said, right? So maybe it's still going on. We'll check it out. So we'll stay on that. I was talking about it for a while, and then I stopped talking about it. I went on my little vacation and everything like that, coming back, and I said, you know what? That's what we can talk about is what's going on with that. And right now, you can still go comment. So we'll get this out here on our Facebook page, and we'll see what's going on. We're on YouTube Live, by the way. You guys haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. And we'll put the link to that on this. And let's see here. Copy, paste. We just commented. All right. And is that right? Can you do that? Look at there. Boom. How about that? Bam, bam, bam. And so you can go check that out. I just commented on our YouTube channel on our video, so we can talk about that for a little bit. And just what's going on? You know, they had a big gun debate on here. On Tuesday, I talked about the gun show. What did I talk about? The talk about Matthew McConaughey got on the news. In fact, you know what? It's about 15 minutes into the show. We're gonna step away, and we're going to. I get a drink of water, you know, kind of move a little things along here, and then because later on, what happens? We might break it up. So we always try to take a little breaks. That way, we can cut it later on. But go check out our website, redneckandeyes.com. Find links to all of our sponsors and all of our social media accounts. One of our great sponsors I like to thank is that's DPF Regeneration. You can go check them out, dpfregeneration.com. That's where you mail off your particulate filters to get cleaned, or you can go buy new filters from them. You can give them a call, 800-634-3010. Like I said, DPF Regeneration, dpfregeneration.com, and we appreciate all their support. So we'll be back in a second. This is Redneck and Eyes, Redneck and Eyes Live, Redneck and Eyes Radio Live, weekday, 7 p.m. See you in a bit.
Said I left California back in 76. Music died, Jimi Hendrix. Things got crazy in San Francisco. But thumbing across the country, man, I thought it would freeze. So I followed Buffett to the Florida Keys.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining. We're on YouTube Live also. Go check that out. YouTube. Sign up to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. Been a great, great thing, and we're really excited about it. We got some videos over there talking to four-wheelers about how to drive around big trucks. That's one of the things we're doing over there. And a couple of good videos talking about, like, the interaxle differential, becoming a lease purchase owner operator, stuff like that. A lot of ins and outs and you know, our points of view about those things. And of course, a lot of the facts that you don't really get taught out there on the road. And some things that truck drivers just don't learn in the truck driving school that you think they would need, you know, some of the stuff. So things like that, we're talking about it, and we're looking at trying to make more stuff. You know, we get more time, you know, hey, this is, this is just our side gig here. We all got regular jobs. We all are truck drivers that run normal jobs. So, you know, we're working hard to make our money and everything, and then whatever we have left, we throw into Redneck and I. So we're excited about that. We're looking at getting into other truck shows and all that stuff like that. So I wanted to remind everybody that on June 25th, the Texas Truck Show down in Houston, Texas, at the Reliance Center. Now, I was talking about it last week, or a couple of days ago maybe, that I thought it was going to be at the stadium. That's what I thought. But it's at the actual Reliance Center, which I guess there's a big convention center right down, like right there in the same area of the Reliance Stadium, you know, where the Houston Texans play. They still got the Astrodome sitting up there, I think. I don't know. What I pulled up, I haven't been there in a long time, and I pulled it up on Google Earth, and the Google Earth still has the Astrodome sitting right next to the Reliant Energy Stadium. And then there's they call it the NRG Center, and it's like a building, like a convention center building next to the stadium, and that's where it's going to be. So, and there's plenty of parking that there's actually, if you go to the website, I think it's texastruckshow.com, if I'm not mistaken. I had it pulled up yesterday, and it's as soon as you pull it up, if you Google Texas Truck Show, it'll pop up. The actual dates pops up. Texas Trucking Show is Saturday, June 25th, and Sunday, June 26th, all Central Time. And you pull up, it's texastruckingshow.com, and you can register for free. And they'll give you, they've got floor plans, exhibitor lists, and then it says truck registration. Now, I think you have to pay. Oh, this is bobtail only. Fill out this form to enter your truck tail. And what is this truck talking about? Owner-operator information, register truck. I don't know if that means register it for a show or register it for parking. I don't know. Don't say. And let's go back to... And this, like I said, this is a Texas Truck Show. This is going to be June 25th, June 26th. And it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. Register for free. Venue map. I thought I looked and there was a map of telling you where the truck parking was going to be and where the, and where everything else is going. Here it is. So if you go to contact us, there's a map. And there's got a highlight. There's a little area that tells you where the truck parking lot is. And it says $30 for the bobtail, $60 for a truck or trailer. It does not specify whether that's for just one day or both days. So that should be for both days because that's a lot of money. I mean, it's only $20 a day in Louisville. So, and then, of course, car parking is it's $15 a day. It says slash day. So... And then the venue is at the NRG Center. So I can look at it right here, and the way the map looks is that the truck parking is like way down on Kirby Drive, which is right next to the stadium. And then the car parking lot is next to the truck parking lot, and there's, of course, a huge car parking lot. And then the actual building is next to the car parking lot. So there's a good little bit of walk. I'm pretty sure they might have some type of transportation going from the truck parking over to the venue and then all that. Now, I'm going to be pulling in. Hopefully, I'll be pulling in on a motorcycle because that's the plan, is to ride my bike up to Houston. It's only like a four-hour ride. So, you know, it might be a little longer than that because you got to stop. It's like 200 miles? It's 230 miles. So I could probably knock it out quicker, but I still have to stop for gas because I can't run like a big truck, right? In a motorcycle, you only get about 100, 120 miles on a motorcycle. So and that all depends on if I drive the speed limit, but it's over there where the Houston Texans play, by where the Astrodome is. So it's on 610 Loop and Kirby Drive or South Main Street. That's another big road. It's a US 90 alternate. US 90 is the South Main Street. And it's 610 Loop on the south side of town is where it's at, and that's a pretty good area. They've got some hotels over there. In fact, there might even be hotels like right next to where the truck parking is. So it's all right there, contained real close. I'm not really sure what's going on in the parking lot. You know, this will be my first time going to this show at this venue. I'm not really sure if this is where they always have it. This will be the first time I've ever been to the Truck Trucking Show, because we've been trying to get out to the other smaller shows. We were always going at the Redneck and I's, people that know us, they know we've always been going to the big truck show, the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. We've always been going to that every year. That would be the main thing we'd go. We wouldn't go to anywhere else because it would be the biggest thing we'd done. And we spend so much money. We spend close to $6,000 every year to be at that show in the parking lot. We cook food. We buy gas and the generators. We got lights, heat, everything, and all that. We spend tons of money, and we buy stuff to give away. We buy, you know, we've got the T-shirts and all that. We spend all that money, and every year we do that, and it's a great thing. Well, the truck show don't want us there, so we're not going anymore. We're done. This past year at the truck show, we got a booth, hoping that would sweeten the deal, but it did not. So we're done. So we're going to the smaller shows. That's what we're going to do. And we might not be as big as we are at there, but we're going to be going to the smaller shows. We're already in talking with other people to get going to other places. We're sponsoring other things going on at these other shows. In fact, I think Tiffany has been talking about it, where the Trucking for Hope or Truckers for Hope. I'm going to pull it up real quick because I forgot what it was actually named. But it's like four, like the number four, Truckers for Hope. Yep, Truckers for Hope. And it's a truck show, and it's in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania, at the Clinton County Fairgrounds, and that's September 23rd, 25th. So we're going to be trying to get there, like, as much as we can. That's the one that we're actually shooting for to go. We've already talked to them about sponsoring a lot of their events. And we're going, what they do is they have a train ride for the kids to go around the park, you know, and around the area and the campgrounds and everything. You know, we're helping to sponsor that. So you'll see if you go to the Truckers for Hope truck show, you will see Redneck and I's there in some form or fashion. We're going to be trying to get there and do more, maybe sponsor a night of food for everybody. You know, just try to do something where we can make our voices heard. And this is, so what's going to be happening there is the concert that they have, which they've always had top performers like Aaron Tippin and Confederate Railroad and all those people. Well, this year it's going to be Little Texas, which, hey, that's good by me. And of course, backing up Little Texas or opening up for Little Texas is going to be Tony Justice and Long Haul Paul. And that's all going to be free once you get in the gate. It says no additional tickets required, just $10 at the gate for the whole event. Seating is first come, first serve. And they've got some good pictures on there. Go to Truckers for Hope. So it's Truckers and then the number 4hope.com. That's the website. And you can get all the things about that to get. And there are a good bunch of people over there. Like I said, it's one of these smaller, more catered to the American Trucker Trucking Show. That's what it's for. The Texas Truck Show, I don't know. I don't know what it's all about. I've never been. I'm going to go check it out. And we'll hopefully have some fun and get some info. And I'll definitely take my cameras and we'll be shooting to make, videos for everybody on YouTube. So you can go to YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to check that out. And we'll be there. And then I might even do some call-in shows on Saturday or Sunday night after the shows. And everything, so we'll see how all that goes. But that's going to be the Texas Trucking Show on June 25th and 26th in Houston, Texas, at the football stadium area there at the NRG Center. And then, of course, don't forget Truckers for Hope, Truckers number 4hope.com. That's where we're going to be. We're definitely looking into getting more details about that. That's still in September 23rd through the 25th. So that's where that's going to be. And boom, boom, boom. See, that's – so Friday is the 23rd of September, and then 25th is Sunday, and that's where that's going to be, all that. And at the downside, no. Okay. I'm just trying to see if they got more about the times and hours and all that stuff. And –
And there's nothing on here right now that I can see that gives you actual times and everything. Let's see if they've got in here. Oh, yeah, here we go. So Thursday is going to be like sign up and everything like that. They're going to be at Thursday evening at 6 p.m. on and that's the 22nd. So this is just everybody getting there, getting ready. They're going to have a convoy at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Friday, they're going to have the monster truck rides and animal display, a 4x4 show, and then cornhole tournament. And, of course, Long Haul Paul and Tony Justice are going to be at 7 p.m., Long Haul Paul, Tony Justice at 9 p.m. on – that's on Friday. And on Saturday, it's you come down here and they've got – they're going to have drag pulls. They're going to have fireworks at 8:15, and at 9 o'clock they're going to have Little Texas. And then Sunday, it's pretty much just church service at 9 a.m. and then Bull Ride Mania at 2 p.m. And that's for Sunday. So yep, everything like that, good to go. And definitely look into getting everything over there. Like I said, we're going to be a part of that as best we can. So we're definitely going to be over there. And everything's coming along there. We're excited about that. And this is all working up to getting our own show. So we're excited about getting all that done and everything. So everybody go check that out. Like I said, truckersforhope.com, truckers4hope.com, and that's for the truck show September 23rd through the 25th in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. And then I'll be at the Texas Truck Show on June 25th. June 25th is just around the corner. So that's what we're talking about on all that stuff, and hope everybody is great to see that. We got the Walcott's going to have theirs around July. I think it's going to be like the week after Independence Day. See, like, so June 24th, 25th, or June 25th, Saturday, June 25th is the weekend before July 4th. July 4th is on a Monday. I'm pretty sure that the Walcott, the Truckers Jamboree there in Iowa, and that's the Truckers Jamboree. You can always pretty much guarantee that that's what it's going to be called. And what did that say? And that's the July 14th through the 16th. So if you, let's go click on our calendar here and let's see. And that is, actually it's not the next weekend, but it's the following week. So you got the 4th is on a Monday. So then the next Monday is the 11th. And then that week, which is the 14th, is a Thursday. And that's when the Truckers Jamboree, mark your calendars. Truckers Jamboree is the 14th through the 16th of July. And that'll be at the Walcott Iowa 80 truck stop. And I've been to that one time before. They've got some good concerts. In fact, let's see if they've got it announced yet that they're going to have the concerts and everything going. It doesn't really say who's going to be there. Let me see. And 2022 schedule of events. Pull that up. So, of course, they got the truck show where you actually enter into the, you know, Pride and Polish, whatever you're going to call it. And they start judging like at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning. And of course, they're having a Iowa pork chop cookout at 11 a.m. And then they're doing the Super Truck Beauty Contest Lights and Night Competition. The fireworks display is going to be at 9 p.m. And of course, or as soon as it gets dark. And that's going to be Thursday night. And then they've got the people singing. And, of course, they got a big stage. Usually it's one of those big, you know, production stages. They got Trucker Olympics near the main stage. I don't know what that is. And then they have, it says Danny Lynn, Howe, and band Kylie Frey. And that's going to be the singers on Thursday. And, oh, here we got to click on the button. Friday is going to be, they're still going to have another pork chop cookout at 11 a.m. They're still going to have the Olympics. They're going to have the Catskills Way to Win truck presentation. And then the 100th birthday party, the 1922 Walter Snow Fighter. That might be pretty interesting. And then Moe's Garage is on the main stage at 5 p.m. Diamond Rio, Friday, 7 p.m. on the main stage at the Iowa 80 truck stop will be Diamond Rio. And when I went, it was Tracy Lawrence, and it was good. It was a lot of fun. So that's a good one there. I you know, to him for that. And then the show is going to end Saturday at 5 p.m., and there's not really going to be much that night, but they're still going to have a cookout. They're going to have Olympics, and they're going to have the Super Truck Beauty Contest Award ceremony at 3 p.m., and then the Antique Truck Plaque presentation at 4 p.m., and that's all going to be on the main stage there and there at the Iowa 80. They're going to have the they say Super Truck on Display, Antique Truck Display. I don't know what that means. Or I guess the whoever wins, they're going to move all the trucks down by the stage, and they'll probably show them off, and that starts at 9 a.m. And all that. But they're still going to have what they do is they throw up these big, huge tents. They're going to be like at least two tents. Last time I was there, it was two tents. And like, you know how you have a trade show where you got booths, like at a regular truck show where there's a lot of exhibitors selling stuff or promoting their equipment and everything. They're still going to do that. They set these big tents up down by the building. And of course it's the parking lot. So they shove all the parking out. And pretty much if you've ever been to the Walcott Iowa 80, it's pretty much everything between where the fuel island is to the main building. All the stuff down by the road, down by the highway, at the bottom of the hill, all that's going to be the truck show. So there's not going to be any parking going to be available right there. It's an open area, and they're going to take away some of the parking. They don't really take away all the parking, but some of it. And then, so if you get there and you're lucky enough to get a spot close by the building, the main building, you're pretty lucky, and it's going to be pretty crowded right there, so you got to watch out. But pretty much all the parking is going to be pushed up on top of the hill, which is closer past like to the north of the truck stop where the museum is. And then you've got past the fuel island, all that fuel. And you know, it's the greatest thing about it. What I loved about that show is you could go to this show and you can walk around. It's free. There's no, it's all open. It's outside. You don't have to have an ID or get a pass or register and all that. You just walk around because it's a truck stop. And during this whole time that the truck show is going on here, you got concerts playing. You got when we were there, remember how Mobil Delvac or Chevron brings in those big trucks and they open up the truck and it's like a building. You go inside and they've got all the little displays showing off their oil and all that. All that's still there. And all that's going on, but it's still a truck stop and people are still working. People are still coming in, getting fuel, taking showers, getting groceries, getting something to eat. It's a regular truck stop that's still doing business. So even though there's all this going on and you think, well, there must be something special about what you can do. No. If you want to do your laundry, still do your laundry. If you want to get your truck washed, still get your truck washed. You got to get fuel, still get fuel. Everything else is still operational. There's nothing shut down about the truck stop while this show is going on. And that's pretty interesting to me because there was a lot of stuff going on. We were out there in Ohio during one of the stops for the People's Convoy. The small little fuel stop down at the bottom of the hill from that area where we parked and everything, they pretty much shut down. They actually, when the convoy needed to fuel up, where all the trucks needed to get fuel, the sponsors of the event actually shut down the pumps and said, open the pumps up. Everybody that's going to get fuel here for the next couple of hours are going to be all in the convoy, and we're paying for it. And so all the people that participated in the convoy pulled in and top their diesel tanks off. And that's what happened. So yeah, it was a big deal. And I'm not really sure what happened with that. All this went away. They still kind of did it, and then nobody cares. It definitely wasn't covered. The news didn't cover it at all, hardly, because that was the same time that Putin invaded Ukraine. So the news didn't care less. We tried to say that we were standing up for Canada because Canada was protesting. That made the national news. So yeah, that was pretty funny. But anyway, when these events go on at these truck stops, they pretty much shut everything down. Well, not in Iowa. It's so big that they don't have to do that. So it's pretty cool. But go check that out. And we haven't really decided on who's going to be there as far as who's, if we're going to have any redneck and ice people there. Hopefully we will. We're working on it. So you never know. But go check us out, redneckandice.com. We appreciate all your support and all your just constant, keeping up with us. We appreciate that. And We're going to keep things posted on there to find out where we're going to be, and we'll keep y'all updated on what's going on in the world today. So keep track on that. We're going to step away, take a real quick break real quick, and we're going to come right back. Don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Load to Ride Transportation. That's LTR Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. Load to Ride Transportation out of Denver, Colorado. Give them a call, 720-277-0030. We appreciate all their support. That's Load to Ride Transportation. Thank you.
I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It really seems like a month to kiss my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of willing, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, the ITC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log is way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My weight's a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Drew my friend around in that Texas town, about to shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
It's coming down to the wire. We got about 15 minutes left. We're here at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. And we're filling in everything we can about the trucking industry, what's going on in the world out there today and everything. And we're just talking about what's going on in the industry, talking about what's going on in the world, and we're talking about what's going on with you out there on the road. So you can, this is your chance to call in. Tell us all about it. What you got going on, what you think should be changing or not changing or whatever. talking about truck shows. We get to the truck shows whenever we can to spread out that camaraderie about the brotherhood of trucking. And that's all the great stuff that we have. I want to remind everybody about the regulations coming down. There is a deal where you can go comment. It says it's done. I mean, it said that it was going to be done on June 3rd, but they still got it posted, and you can still make comments. Regulations.gov. We got the link in our YouTube video. I commented the link down below. It's regulations.gov. And if you do a search, you can just do search, and you can do speed limiting devices 2022, and it should pop right up. So don't forget about that. Go let them know. There's about 14,500 comments right now, and it seems to be pretty good when you look at all the other comments. There's a lot of regulations proposed by the EPA, and they've got like 4 to 10 comments. Nobody cares. It's so funny to me because that's all the news talks about is, you know, all that. So, but yeah, check that out. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up that we talked about before, we talked about it Tuesday, and it was the gun control thing, because Matthew McConaughey came to the White House and he made a big speech. And what I said then, and what I still contend is I think that there's going to be a lot of regulations coming because of what Matthew McConaughey said. And I think the universal background checks or the raising the limit to 21 federally is probably going to be a thing because of what Matthew McConaughey said. Because the problem that I had with it, and after like listening to all of the conservative commentators talk about what Matthew McConaughey said, is that everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. Even the Republicans on Fox News loved what Matthew McConaughey said and everything. He said everything. And the funny thing is that the stuff that the Democrats are pushing, he didn't really say much. He didn't say banned assault rifles. He just said make it 21. And he didn't really say ban high-capacity magazines. He just said make responsible gun ownership. Of course, he's being vague, which is pretty much a political thing you can do, is not really be specific, because that's where it all gets muddled and everything. He also said make schools more secure. He also said firearms hands out crazy people and make it easier. And, of course, a lot of Democrats don't want to do anything. Like, they just want the guns. And then even Republicans are like really vague about the red flag laws that we call them, quote unquote, red flag laws. It's really, you don't really know what all that entails. And so we got to be careful because, you know, you're getting into Fourth Amendment stuff and, you know, without due process. So you need all that. You need to be careful with that because I'm not for anything that takes that away and everything. But I said that. I said regulations are coming because everybody loved Matthew McConaughey, what he said. You know, he's very popular. So one of my biggest mentors that I follow on social media and I follow on his platform, Daily Wire, is Ben Shapiro. Everything he says about, I mean, it's pretty much amazing. He's really a smart person. And to me, it's funny because he gets offended. I mean, he seriously is offended. He doesn't really come out and say it, but you could just tell. He does not like it when somebody that is of lower intelligence comes out and tries to preach to him. He does not like that. And and of course this guy, he's really smart. You know, he graduated law school, you know, like he went to college at the age of 16 or something like that. You know, it's like this, you know, he was writing books, you know, as a teenager, you know, all this kind of thing. So I get it, you know. I mean, it's just like when we get mad, truck drivers get mad when we see bureaucrats that don't know anything about truck driving try to tell you how to operate a big truck. That's the same thing, right? And so what he didn't like is he didn't like a person from Hollywood coming out there and preaching to him about what he cares and doesn't care about or what he thinks is working and not working and everything. And he broke it all down. And what it really was it was a staunch effort, because when you have politicians that are really incapable of getting the message across, you go find and he says it doesn't really work. And I agree with him. It doesn't work because I like Matthew McConaughey. I mean, he's from Texas, you know, he's cool, right? And all right guy. And, you know, hey, everything, all the movies he's done, I've liked, you know, I have nothing against the guy. And I don't hate him one bit. Not even though he might be a little bit more liberal than he should be. You know, he's not bad at all. But then he starts coming out and he starts saying, you know, hey, this guy Joe Biden, he's pretty awesome and you need to do what he says. No, not going to happen. I don't care how much, I don't care how cool you are. I don't care how hot your wife is. I don't care how many great things you've done, how much money you got. No, you know. And that's what I think, and Ben Shapiro pointed out that's what Hollywood does, or that's what Democrats do, is they, when they know that their message isn't getting across because their politician sucks, that what they do is they come and they bring in all these celebrities. Just like his example is that Hillary Clinton wasn't doing very well with all the people. So when they have the convention, they bring in like Katy Perry and, you know, all the big time, what the young kids like and everything. And it doesn't resonate. They don't care. You know, they don't care who you're hanging out with and all that stuff. You know, you might win some people over, but it's not going to be enough to get you wins. You know, it's all about the people that actually vote are the ones that care about policy. That's it. You know, so, except for 2020 is all you had to do is actually, I think more people voted in the United States than actually live in the United States in 2020. There, I said it right. but it's one of those deals where you're not going to win anything. You're not going to win me over. I'm not going to go support that. The 21, you know, I mean, just like the 21-year-old thing, you got to be 21. Hey, that's fine. I talked about that too. We can do that. Let's raise all the ages. Let's make it 21 to drive a car. Let's make it 21 to vote, join the military. Oh, well, that's different. That's different. That's all different. Okay, fine. You want to have an exemptions for those things? Fine. Let's have exemptions for those things. The exemption is join the military. The exemption is finish school, stay in school. The exemption is get a job. That's the exemptions. It's funny to me that if you drive under the influence of alcohol or just if you have a DWI or DUI, whatever, you can lose your ability to drive, right? If you commit a felony, you can lose your right to vote. You can lose your right to bear arms. Okay? You know, well, let's bring it on down. Let's bring it on down. If you can't hold a job, then you should lose those privileges. If you can't finish high school, I mean, come on, man. I'm not that smart of a person, and even I finished high school. You know, there's people out there finished high school. And even if they didn't finish it at the time, they went back and they finished it later. You know, it's not that hard, you know. So, you know, that's the thing, too. I even said this. We had some family members that graduated high school. And of course, these big high school graduation ceremonies and celebrations and parties. And, of course, the speeches. And they got accepted into colleges and all that stuff. And we're having these big parties and these elaborate events and spending all this money and making all these plans and all this. And I just kind of mentioned that. You know, the funny thing is that we have these big celebrations for completing this event, you know, completing high school, completing your 12 years of school. You finished it and you get this diploma saying that you've completed it, and you buy the gown and you get a ring and you have a jacket or whatever. And everybody's like, you know, the next step goes on, and we have this big celebration and spend all this money, and it's really not going to get you anywhere. You know, finishing high school doesn't really do anything for you these days. In order to get a really good job, you're going to have to go to some kind of training, whether it be any kind of vocational. You know, I mean, you're not going to have a CDL right out of high school. You're not going to be a welder or electrician right out of high school. You're not going to be a lawyer or a doctor right out of high school. So you still got to go to school. You got to get some kind of training to get the next tier up, to get the next job, to get the good job. So completing high school is just a step, but we have this big celebration. And I just realized the reason why we did it is, you look around, you look at all this money being spent. Everybody is buying hotels. Everybody is going out to dinner. Everybody is, I mean, it is, if you ended, if you suddenly had some kind of drawback of high school graduation parties and celebrations, you would probably have a dip in the economy. The economy would suffer because of it's the time of the year, and it is a big celebration, big time. So I could see it, but like you're saying, in our society today, it doesn't really do much. Finishing high school doesn't do anything for you. It allows you to get to the next step, but there's still another step. So, you know, I like those shirts and those hats that says nobody cares, right? Because it is. It's, you know, I mean, I thought it was a big deal when I graduated high school, and I found out, you know what, it's not that big of a deal. But that's just me. And as far as the gun control thing, I, you know, like I said, I just wanted to make a comment that, that I did, you know, follow up on all the people that I listened to and talked to. And what I see is I see that now after everything kind of mellowed down and everybody's kind of draw back from what Matthew McConaughey said, that it's all back to normal now. Nobody cares of what Matthew McConaughey said. Nobody cares anymore. The Republicans are like, yeah, no, he said, I mean, it was really cool. And I was touched and everything, but nah, I ain't doing it. That's what they're back to doing that now. But you might still get some legislation because these politicians, I tell you what, you know, the ability for a politician to do nothing is very, very rare. And it, if you could have, there's another thing. I'll say this. Okay. I like Star Wars. I like all this stuff. The funny thing was Ben Shapiro was asked who would make the best U.S. president out of all the Star Wars cast, and he said Jar Jar Binks, because that's the person that can't do anything. As long as the politician can't do anything, they don't make decisions, they don't get involved, they stay out of everybody's way, that's the best politician. But it's impossible for these politicians to do that. Impossible. Every single one of them. It's impossible for them to do nothing. So that's it. They're going to do something. And we're not going to like it, no matter what. I mean, just like, you know, you tell them not to spend any money, they're still going to spend money. You know, they still control spending. They still want to spend, you know. Deficit reduction. Well, yeah, deficit reduction, because we just got done blowing through $10 trillion in 2 years because of the pandemic. So if we're not spending that much, yeah, we're reducing that deficit. Yeah, that's how it is. Man, I tell you what, it gets you fired up. But anyway, we're going to keep going on here, and like I said, I'm going to wrap it up, and I'm going to get to work. So everybody have a good night out there. Don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. You can go download that app on your smartphone. You can track your freight, and you can track your route and find fuel stops and parking spots and maintenance and all that stuff on the Trucker Tools app. And they're a great supporter of Redneck and I. We really appreciate all their support. So go check them out. Like I said, go check everything. You can have links to all of our sponsors at redneckandeyes.com. And you can register and follow things and get our emails and stuff like that. Go subscribe to YouTube channel. I appreciate everybody doing that. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. You can call in and just voice your opinion. You know, you don't like what I'm saying? Let me know. You know, so here we go. But until then, we'll see you tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. sharp. And everybody stay safe. Stay successful.
Yeah.
There you go. Stay safe. Stay successful. Keep between the ditches. And we'll see y'all out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and I's.